This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, launching into another hour of your show where you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want, or sit back and we'll figure stuff out to talk about. In fact, last week, Melanie, you had a story. I teased it. We never got to it. So we ought to do that tonight. And I still don't even know what it's really about. All you've told me is it's about financial abortions. And I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's a comment on how bad people are at handling their money or what that is. So we're going to find that out. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio here tonight. The toll-free number again, 855-450, free like freedom. What is a financial abortion and why are we talking about
it? I have a guess, and I think that we discussed this sometime way in the past.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so this...
Well, wait, should Mark take his guess first?
Do you want me to be right?
I'm pretty sure you can figure it out.
Yes. I don't know why he can't.
Me neither.
So why don't you just go ahead?
I want you to guess first.
All right. A financial abortion is a man's right that does not exist, a theoretical man's right to forswear paternity of a child. So basically, a woman has a right to choose to have an abortion at the very least well into the second trimester. A man ceases the right to cease responsibility for a pregnancy, whereas a woman has it for four months or so. Uh-huh. A man has it for 0 minutes.
You've talked about this before.
Yes.
You've talked how you think a man should be able to, if a woman can abort a child, you think a man should be able to, like, well, I want to abort my responsibility, is what you're saying.
Yeah, basically aborting your responsibility.
Is that what what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, good job, Mark.
Yeah. So apparently this is an old story, but...
See, I don't think about these things. I've got a vasectomy, so look, hey baby. If
you don't sit around and think about random philosophical issues? What's
if you're
wrong
pregnant,
with you?
It ain't me.
He doesn't.
It wasn't mine.
I don't know how anybody doesn't, but apparently
if you're
most
pregnant
of them don't.
And you're my girlfriend, you've been cheating.
So, apparently this is an old story, but it was going around a couple of weeks ago, so nothing else was interesting in the news, so I decided to bring it in. So, this is from ABC, but ABC in Australia.
Got it.
The American broadcast.
No, it's not the same company.
All right.
So, it could be, whatever, but... Yeah, so, and this is a third-wave feminist, which is not someone I'm inclined to agree with, but I agree with her, but just for way different reasons. So, first she describes a couple who clearly doesn't want kids, or I don't know if this even constitutes a couple, but whatever. They clearly don't want kids in their ring, and then they have a kid. So, then she's talking about, well, you know, the woman can opt out... But, and it's not fair that the man can't. So, at least...
That seems clear.
Yeah, so, at least for consistency's sake, if you're going to say that you're okay with abortion, then you should not have a problem with this, because, well, first of all, if you're okay with abortion, you're saying that sex is not what causes a baby, birth is what causes a baby. Okay, fine, but then I don't see how the man ever becomes responsible other than through adoption, because he didn't do anything that caused the baby. But regardless of that...
I might have missed that. So what was this? Sex doesn't cause babies?
So if you're in favor of abortion, then essentially what you're saying is that sex doesn't cause a baby, or at least doesn't cause an obligation to the baby. Birth causes a baby or an obligation to a baby... So I don't see how a man would ever be, if you believe in abortion, would ever be obligated to a baby because he didn't do anything to cause one, or at least to cause an obligation.
You're saying if they believe that birth creates obligations as opposed to sex creating the obligation.
So just from that standpoint, for consistency, I don't
know anyone who believes that a baby was created by birth. Do you?
No. Well, it's obviously a fantastic position.
Well, yeah.
Ludicrous position.
A lot of people will be like against ninth month or whatever, ninth month terminations or something like that. But I mean, yeah, I actually have people argue with me that embryos aren't even human or aren't alive, which are both just biologically inaccurate. But yeah, people argue all kinds of stupid things.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of difference on this particular topic. Some people, I'll be one of those people who argue with you about it. I mean, to me, a fetus is clearly not a human because it's dependent on its mother to live. It's not fully formed.
So it's a person, it's a vegetable.
It can't even see anything at that point.
Well, so is a comatose person not a human? Like, it is a, like, human is a species.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Homo sapien. Like, if you DNA test it, you will get Homo sapien DNA.
Right.
It is a human.
The reason they want to support
if I get to save a dog in a fire and an unborn fetus, I'm going to save the dog because it's a real thing.
I don't disagree with your estimation, but that doesn't change the fact that it's a human life.
Right, so, like, cops are still humans. I don't value them, but they're humans.
Okay.
So your value of something has nothing to do with what species it is. Like,
sure.
I can't be like, well, I like dogs, but I don't like this dog, therefore it's not a dog. Like, right. No, it's still a dog.
It's not a human that actually has any value.
I take my position that the fetus is a human life, but it's not like I'm pro-life. Mm-hmm. I'm actually pro-death. The chance, if you don't want a child, then by God, let's get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why would you want to have a child?
But that doesn't mean that I'm not willing to say, see, I've got guts, and I'm willing to say I'm pro-death. Death of human beings that are unwanted. I don't want added to this planet a whole bunch of people who are unwanted. And if you're taking your time to stand out in front of Planned Parenthood to protest abortion, why don't you just adopt some kids?
There you go. Hey, we can talk more about this financial abortion because it doesn't sound like that bad of an idea. But first, let's go to Lloyd. He's in Detroit and listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, Lloyd.
Yo, 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 what up? It's Lloyd in Detroit.
Lloyd, what's on your mind?
Not too much. Yo, it was pretty interesting to hear a little bit about your vasectomy, Ian.
It's not that interesting.
I'm just surprised it even has testicles.
Well, it's not that interesting, but okay. Yeah, I got it when I was 23. So I guess that's unusual, right? Getting it that early.
Did they make you bring a note from your mommy or something?
No, but they did make sure that I was serious about it. Like they, tried to kind of talk me out of it.
Yeah,
yeah. Because they said some people change their mind.
They didn't try anything for me. They're like, "You're okay. You want that? No problem. Take this pill. Good night."
Well, they say that sometimes people will change their minds and then they feel bad that they didn't get talked out of it.
Less people who already have kids too. So.
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna say, I don't think it's a bad idea at all. In fact, it's got me thinking maybe I'll just become a part of the great SNP. In fact, it might be a good idea, before I start firing white slime into Lauren Rumpler.
Thanks for the call, Lloyd. Appreciate it. He's a big fan. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
I mean, if you hate somebody that bad, you could
I think he actually
always
really
just
likes her.
Choose to not bang them,
I think he actually really likes her, but anyway. Great. I think it was a great investment in my future. It was the best $700 I ever spent on anything, I got to say. It has paid for itself.
For me, in a relationship, my wife doesn't have to worry about things like taking the pill and all that stuff. And
which can mess with hormones and can, really throw them out of whack.
Sure. Yeah, so I find it to be convenient in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of the most commonly performed surgeries. Obviously, there's risk with all surgery, and they'll inform you of this when you go in, have your consultation or whatever. Because there's still risk involved. They're cutting you open. Something could go wrong, but it's so common and so...
Yeah,
really,
infection.
So not invasive compared to most surgeries. It's a little snip, they cut up a little bit of your scrotum.
It's uncomfortable for a few days.
Yeah, I mean you got to heal up. Obviously, there's gonna be some icing involved. You got to ice down, and
I've been cut in lots of places.
Yeah,
I have not felt that level of pain from being cut.
They used some kind of local anesthetic on me. They did not anesthesia you.
I'm not talking about...
You're talking about after the fact.
Right. I was completely unconscious from half of the
day. Oh, wow. I was awake for it.
Well,
I had a conversation with the doctor about New Hampshire.
I don't take
he went to Dartmouth Medical School.
I don't know if I want to distract the doctor while they're cutting on me.
It's really not that complex. Real well, so, they gave me half a Xanax and I was out.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sure the people out there that have taken Xanax before are like, oh, that's lame.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got plenty of time for you if you want to join us here And you can bring up anything that's on your mind as well. Financial abortions, we got a little bit more about that and what those are coming up here. Your calls, thoughts about anything that's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here. And speaking of financial abortions, we can also talk about Venezuela coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. Here, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in lines are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump on in, any one of those, and we'll jump in there with you. And you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, including me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And looks like Will Coley from Call to Freedom has been banned from Facebook for a 30-day ban for posting something that really shouldn't have been bannable. But, hey, it's their site. They can ban you for whatever reason they want to. And I suggested to Will that maybe now would be a good time to just go ahead and quit Facebook entirely. It's kind of like when you're in jail, right? Like, Facebook has put you in jail, either a little Facebook jail. You can't come back for 30 days. Like, when you're in jail, unless you're resourceful, you probably aren't going to get your hands on cigarettes in, you know, a 30-day jail cell. It's possible. It can be done. But then you have to think about how they got smuggled in, and you probably don't want to think too hard about how cigarettes get smuggled into jail. But, you know, if you've quit for 30 days, I'm always like, well, you quit 30 days smoking, you've gotten past the hardest part. Why don't you just quit all the way once you get out?
Because there's no benefit to smoking.
Well, there's a slight buzz that some people get.
Okay, yeah, there's no benefit.
There's no benefit to smoking.
No, there really isn't. Long term, there certainly is.
There's just no benefit to smoking.
The buzz can be a little pleasant. I mean, I've enjoyed the
vaporizer.
People who smoke and continue to smoke don't keep getting that buzz.
I've heard that that's true. Yeah, I've heard that.
Like, if you don't smoke for 3 years and then randomly smoke a cigarette, probably you will again.
It's just the beginning of a headache. It's not a buzz. Okay, whereas Facebook allows you to keep in touch with family and friends and people from school and things like that.
So there's a bunch of other platforms.
Well, Facebook is ubiquitous. Here's what my recommendation is. Stop having contentious libertarian arguments on Facebook. Whatever you're trying to do as outreach isn't working anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're going to, you know, if you want to spend your time more productively, don't be on Facebook. Use other services like Mastodon, which is a decentralized version of Twitter, basically. And we've been using it here recently behind the scenes at Free Talk Live. We've got a Mastodon account on the new Liberdon server. So if you still want to have some level of social networking, it doesn't have to be in the form of a Facebook. You can try this out. Go to toot.freetalklive.com. It's T-O-O-T, toot, because they call them toots instead of tweets. Toot.freetalklive.com. That'll take you over to the Free Talk Live Mastodon page. You can follow us there. And while you're at it, well, in order to follow us, you'll have to create an account for yourself. So you ought to do that and try out some alternatives. In fact, somebody was just posting to me today about a decentralized Facebook competitor now as well. I forget what the name of it was.
I'd heard about Diaspora, but I don't know.
No, this is a different one. This is a newer thing. I haven't had a chance to look into it at all. And honestly, I'm fine with Mastodon, so I don't
know. I don't need a new social media platform. I want actually fewer of them.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
Well, I mean, the whole idea behind social media was that originally that you could connect with people and that you could follow what they do and they could follow the things that you do. That was the idea.
Sounds good.
And for a while, it worked on Facebook. And then Facebook changed their business model. They changed their platform to make it so instead of just selling advertising to advertisers to reach their huge two billion person user base or however many people there are. There's a lot of damn people on Facebook. Maybe it's 1 billion, whatever. Instead of just selling ads to them, they then decided they were going to just go ahead and make it so you couldn't reach the people that you'd previously been able to reach by posting on your Facebook. And if you want to reach those people, now you have to pay Facebook to actually put your message out there to the very same people who you could reach, you know, 8 years ago or whenever it was that you could do that.
They did change things, yeah.
So if the purpose of social media is to see and be seen by people who you're interested in and people who are interested in you, Facebook is not good for that anymore. But the other platforms are still good for it. Twitter still does that. And then also, of course, Mastodon does it in a decentralized manner to where no Twitter admin can get a stick up their butt and ban your Mastodon account. So keep that in mind. You can follow us on Twitter. We're still over at twitter.freetalklive.com. But if you really want the most censorship-free option, then there are two choices. There's our Mastodon account at toot.freetalklive.com. And you can just go straight to the source, which is where we put our social media posts first nowadays, which is our Telegram account. You can follow our Telegram channel at telegram.freetalklive.com. So, Melanie, you wanted to talk about financial abortions, which is the idea of a man being able to just say, nope, I'm not going to support this child that I sired because I don't feel like it. If you can abort the baby lady physically, then I should be able to abort financially. That's basically the argument, right?
Right.
Okay, so what brought this about?
Facebook.
Okay. What was being argued on Facebook?
Something.
Financial abortions.
Okay. Was there any point about it that you wanted to, you know, express?
Yeah, so, I mean, just for consistency's sake, I think that if you're in favor of abortion, you have to be in favor of this, but...
Does that mean you're against financial abortions because you're against abortion?
No, it doesn't work that way.
Okay.
So, because if you're saying this isn't a life I have to support, if you can kill it, then of course you can walk away from it. Like, that's ridiculous.
Right, that would be fair.
But... So her reasons are that, you know, her reasons are equality.
This is the three
reasons for what?
Her reasons for supporting financial abortion are equality, that it will empower women by allowing them to choose up front. Like, the guy could just kind of sneak away 5 years later, but this allows them to choose up front what they want to do.
Choose up front how? I'm confused.
So if you know the guy's not going to be around because he has the ability to just be like, I'm walking.
Mm-hmm.
That's useful information to have instead of him...
But doesn't that presume that the baby was planned in the first place? Because a lot of babies are unplanned.
No, because you kind of have 9 months.
Right.
So just because I agree with this doesn't mean that I agree for the same reasons this gal does. And I guess I have this sort of bigoted belief about some feminists, a good percentage of feminists. I don't know which ones, but I'm always looking for this belief, that they basically hate heterosexual sex, and specifically the masculine portion of heterosexual sex, that, you know, male sexuality is ugly, nasty, and should be, you know, gotten rid of, and that I would think that this, just a guess, this lady is hoping that making heterosexual sex less palatable, which is to say, not being able to hold men responsible for the outcomes, the reasonable and foreseeable outcomes of sex, which is pregnancy.
Uh-huh. That will disincline women to have sex.
Disincline women to have sex. Women are always generally more disinclined toward sex than men are anyway.
I don't think that's true.
I'm going to go ahead and stand by that.
Well, biology kind of made that true.
Right. I'm sorry,
and we haven't had a
you don't
work
like reality,
yet.
But women are less likely to engage in sexual activity than men are if the opportunities are presented. So you present a woman...
Is there a statistic about that? Because I don't believe it.
Okay. I'll tell you this. If you were a woman and I'm...
Are you saying women don't have the same sex drive as men?
No. I'm saying that they're less likely to engage in sex than men are. So if a guy goes to the bar, he's hoping...
So you're saying a woman is less... So they have the same sex drive, but they're not as driven?
Women are more disincentivized to have sex because of biology.
There's more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in lines. Is it true, ladies, what they're saying? 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Hearing on the Hill, and it will all be public. The woman accusing President Trump's Supreme Court nominee of sexual misconduct scheduled to testify in an open hearing Monday.
I believe in order for me to assess the credibility of these allegations,
that I want to have both individuals come before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
That's Maine Senator Republican Susan Collins. She wants to hear from nominee Brett Kavanaugh and accuser Christine Ford, who claims an incident happened more than 30 years ago when she and Kavanaugh were in high school in Maryland. Kavanaugh flat out rejects her allegation.
Obviously, if Judge Kavanaugh has lied about what happened, that would be disqualifying.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here if you want to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the financial abortion concept, the idea that if a woman can have an abortion, then why shouldn't a man be able to abort his financial responsibility? That's essentially the concept.
That sounds right.
You can share your thoughts with us if you like. Our number again, 855-450-FREE. Or if you really like what we do here at Free Talk Live, you can get behind the show financially via the AMP program.
Abort us.
There you go. Like D. Harvey has done. He's a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. And we are going through and giving shout-outs to all of our amplifiers, well, the ones that are public, at least, because you can, by default, you're a private amplifier, and then you can sort of out yourself publicly if you wish.
If you work for the NSA credit. And you don't want your full name known as an amplifier, you could either give your first name or you can give, no name at all.
Correct. So thank you to D. Harvey for longtime support of the AMP program. He's doing silver, which is $5 a month, and that's all that we ask of the AMPers. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get access to perquisites like, cool stuff like the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the same commercials. It doesn't have really any recorded commercials, at least, on our AMP podcast. And other cool features like amplifiers get special access to a couple of Discord chats, as well as a special Free Talk Live listener badge on the Free Talk Live forums. So go and head over to amp.freetalklive.com. We actually hit the 200 mark again. We've been faltering below 200 for a little while, and we've actually added a few here and there to get back to 200 people back in the amplifier program.
Thank you to everybody.
Thank you to everybody, no matter how long or short of a time you've
been. What I love about it is it makes me feel like other people value what I do. I don't get a single penny at the Amplifier program, but I think that Free Talk Live is an important outreach tool for the ideas of liberty.
You've had some sushi before paid for by the AMP program.
Right. You have bought a meal for me while I'm traveling
on the AMP program.
The Talkers New Media Seminar or whatever to represent Free Talk Live. Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. But yes, it's something we really appreciate because it is nice to have support. It's nice to have people saying, we like what you do. We want you to do more of it. And we want to hear this on more radio stations because that's really what a lot of the AMP money goes towards is marketing and advertising Free Talk Live in the radio business so we can get the ideas of liberty out there as far and as wide as possible. And the fact is, you know, we love the Internet. We're based on the Internet. We've been on the Internet since day number one. But broadcast radio still reaches a lot of people, a lot of people
sure
who
does.
Weren't intending to hear the ideas of liberty. When you're on the Internet, you pretty much have to seek us out in order to find us, although some people kind of stumble on us on our Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. There are ways to stumble
upon. We get lots of Internet listeners through the radio, too. Some people will just go find the podcast because they want to hear everything.
Right. So check us out. Go to the AMP program. Please get signed up. You can use credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin BTC over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. I know, Melanie, you've got some more excerpts, some more that you wanted to share from this story about the financial abortion. And apparently it's a, you call her a third wave feminist. Now, there's different waves of feminism. Is third the most recent, or is there also a fourth wave now?
I mean, I guess you can make that argument, but
I think that mostly it's non-feminists making the argument that there's a fourth wave.
Okay. And so we'll get into more on the financial abortion topic. But first, we have Vernon. He's on the line in New Orleans. He says he's got a question for Mark. Go ahead, Vernon.
Yeah, it's a stupid question. And this will take a second. Mark, when are you planning on taking your winter break so that I can make alternative listening arrangements?
Oh, he's a fan.
Yeah, I'm. I do have a trip planned for October with the family, but I intend.
You're taking two breaks this time.
I intend to be back and forth, you know, this winter, so I'm not going to be gone for, you know, some super extended period of time.
Oh, really?
But I will be gone. Well, I mean, it depends on what you call super extended, right?
Yeah. Aren't you going to Acapulco for like a month?
I am going to Acapulco, but we will be going. Well, the show is going to Acapulco, too. So, you know, if I can get you to come, we could just do the show from Acapulco.
Maybe. I haven't made a decision about this yet because I like
I don't know. I think Ian should open up his mind a little bit more to allowing you to do participate remotely. I think you make the show what it is. Thank you all.
Well, he's...
Thanks for the call, Vernon.
So,
done with you.
Ian has given me the opportunity to participate remotely, although I can't like pipe in through, say, Skype or something and be on the show that way as a co-host.
Sucks.
I can, however, I have the final segment of the show for Edgington Post interviews and stuff like that. So my voice, which, you know, as long as I've got Internet, I can do these Edgington Post interviews, and my voice will be on the air because I can do recorded interviews, hopefully of very interesting people. That and, you know, in that final segment, and many times Ian's scraping the bottom of the barrel out. He's got Sarah or whatever, you know, calling in, and, you know, maybe it's just a better idea to put
You are better than Sarah. I'll give you that.
An interview on.
However, here she is, Sarah in New Mexico. You're
there
on
you
Free
go,
Talk
Sarah.
Live.
Oh, so
did you hear that? He called you the bottom of the barrel, Sarah. What do you think about that?
Well, I thought I was the most diligent caller. I was the one
you
that
are a diligent caller.
Those aren't mutually exclusive.
But, you know, I guess calls about the moon landing will usually raise my hackles.
Was that last night?
Yeah, last night we had to talk about moon landing not being true. So, you know,
it makes me
grumpy. So wait, she doesn't think the moon landing's true, but she believes people are living on the moon?
That's correct.
That's correct. There's a
how the hell did they get there?
I mean, you know what? There's a book that's written about it. It's like a planet just like ours. There's people on it.
You know, any damn fool with a pen can write a book, right?
Yeah, but you know what? I have based.
You know, it's easier now. I know you don't know a whole lot about the internet, but it's easier now than ever to publish your own book. So back in the old days, when you were growing up, for instance, authors actually had to send their books that they wanted to become, or their what they've written that they want to become a published book, they had to send it to publishers. And there's all these stories about these famous authors getting rejected, you know, like 100 rejections.
No reason to get rejected now.
Before they finally got accepted by some publishing house, and then they get their book published, and then they become a successful and world-renowned author. Well, now you can just bypass that whole process. There are companies who will just go ahead and publish whatever tripe it is that you send to them. It doesn't matter how poorly edited it is. It doesn't matter if it's well researched or anything like that.
They don't care.
Anybody can publish a book now, so it means even less than it ever did. Not that it meant a whole lot in the past, but it means even less now than that, Sarah. So it's not really impressive.
I am convinced of it, but I called in because I'm proud of myself. I called in today to ask for application to vote by mail. Mm. And, New Mexico...
You should have called for job applications while you were at it.
It's a long, long story. The thing about it is that, I've asked for the application to vote by mail. And in New Mexico, you could be anybody. You could be just... You're agoraphobia, you don't want to come out, you don't want to take the bus, you could be lazy like I am and just have the ballot come to you. That's the beauty of the Democrats.
You admitted it. She admitted to being lazy.
Well, I got to ask you this, Sarah. You would agree that in any activity, there's going to be somebody who's below average and somebody who's going to be above average, right?
Right.
So voting, by definition, allows the half of the population that's below average to voice their opinion on the form of government we're going to have, correct?
Well, that's true. You know what? You're right.
Half of the population would be below the median.
What's that?
Yeah,
yes.
You said below average.
Lower,
average is the median.
No, it is not.
The median is a form of average.
No.
Yes.
No, they're two different mathematical concepts.
Fine.
A median is the point at which half are above and half are below. Averages are the total amount of whatever divided by the number.
You're correct in the way that you're stating it, but a median is a form of average.
No, it's not. Anyway, go ahead, Sarah.
Well, the thing about it is that if you only had intelligent people to vote, you're only going to have what the intelligent people, the elite people want, and you leave everybody else out of what they need. Like, what do you think?
Only having decisions that intelligent people made seems like a really good way to run anything.
No, voting is a really poor way to run anything. I'm going to say no voting whatsoever.
Half of the brain surgeons should be idiots.
Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. More coming up. Your calls, thoughts, welcome. If you want to join us in the remaining moments, you can do that now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And we've also got Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart to Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here to bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or head on over to our Discord on air call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. I mentioned our Twitch feed. You can follow us there if you like. That is our video platform on which you can watch the show while it's live, or you can pull it up later on. If you're not able to watch us live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, Twitch keeps a couple weeks' worth of archives there in HD quality. And if you're smart, you can download one of those Twitch leeching programs. If there's like a real favorite episode you want to download in HD, you can download it from Twitch via one of those programs. And, of course, we also have our YouTube channel, which has years' worth of Free Talk Live video archives, but they're not in HD quality. So if you want to watch the best video feed possible, Twitch has it. Go to twitch.lrn.fm, and that's the Liberty Radio Network feed. So you'll also get The Call to Freedom, which is another great show on LRN, as well as Vincent's Saturday Night Show, Questioning Authority. Any show that's produced here in the Keene, New Hampshire studios of LRN.fm will be on that channel. So check it out over at twitch.lrn.fm. And every now and then I'll play something like Doom or some other kind of video game. So once in a while, there's actually a game. It's usually no more than once every couple few weeks, but sometimes I'll get in a little streak and maybe do it a little more often. So check it out at twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow us, and then you'll get notices if you like, either via email or if you've got the Twitch app installed, it'll just ping you right there in the app and let you know when one of the shows is going live, including Free Talk Live. So we've been talking about financial abortion. The idea that a man should be able to, if a woman can abort a baby, then why shouldn't a man be able to abort his financial responsibility for that baby? And I think that makes sense. Melanie, you're saying that a woman who is a feminist is also advocating for this.
Well, yeah, well,
policy.
I mean, so in the way I use feminist is I think more accurately would describe most women in America and probably most in Australia too, but
mm-hmm.
So she's so whatever she is, but yeah, I agree with her conclusion, but for different reasons, and I used to disagree with it, but
really, you've changed your mind on this issue?
Yeah. So my original thought process was, well, you're responsible for the kid because you made the kid. Women are legally allowed to commit feticide. That doesn't really change what your responsibilities are.
Mm-hmm. I think I might have felt that way previously as well, but
But I'm also against feticide. So the fact that sometimes people commit murder does not make it then okay for some other person to abandon their kid. But aside from that, so if somebody's going to be stuck paying for the kid, it should be the person who, so the kid's going to get paid for. So should it be paid for by the person who is responsible for and incentivized to risk-making kids, or should it just be divided up by the 300 million people, or however many of those actually pay taxes? So, if I have to take money from someone, regardless of what I think about the mother, I'm going to take it from the person who is responsible for the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought that that would disincentivize men from recklessly making babies. Apparently that's not
no.
the case.
No.
That's not big enough of a disincentive.
I think that nature designed men to recklessly create babies.
Right, but we didn't evolve with, like, child support. So
we didn't
that's
evolve
not
with
necessarily
child support. No.
Child support apparently does not overcome that,
right.
But something that existed after we evolved doesn't necessarily not overcome something we evolved.
It can be hard to, in the moment, and I'm sure this is true for men and women, in you know the heat of the moment, to think about all those those things that could happen down the line as a result of you doing what
you
have
plenty of time as any. Well, I'm not going to pick a gender here. You have plenty of time to think about the ramifications of a simple act like sex
mm-hmm.
long before it occurs.
Yeah, that's true.
And if your claim is I just got caught up, I got carried away.
It's not like you turned 18 and then, bam, naked women in your bedroom.
Right.
Like, that's
no,
not
it
didn't how
happen.
This works.
Right. I mean, you know, you knew, ahead of time whether you're going to wear a condom or not.
Yeah.
You made that decision that you were not going to do such a thing. You made the decision that you were going to have
But what if she pokes holes in the condom? Then you didn't really
bring your own,
that.
Man.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't.
or don't sleep with people who are that psycho. Either way, pick one. I mean, I care, but I care very little which one you pick. There are so many methods of preventing kids you don't want. Pick one and run with
Indeed.
It.
Indeed.
Right. I think that poking holes in a condom is a crime.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my opinion. If you can prove that somebody poked holes
yeah.
in a condom, it's a crime. If you can't prove it, you made a terrible
crime. Just fraud, or is there an actual, like...
Well, I would say that's assault, because condoms
assault.
Don't only
okay.
prevent pregnancy, they also prevent other things.
Sure.
It's a high level.
So if I expose you to bodily fraud. Fluids that you don't want under any other circumstances, that's very clearly recognized
yeah.
as a crime.
Yeah. That's a good point. That definitely would be an assault. Let's go to David. He's on the line in New Mexico on our Discord, on air call-in line. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, yeah. When there's a whole lot more to this topic than you've discussed so far, there's a lot of other things encompassed.
All right,
women
pick one.
Certainly are. Well, I'm not going to pick one. I'm not going to play that game. I'm glad that Mark and Melanie schooled you. Ian, you and I butted heads on sex drives differential and the way they're handled between males and females in the past. And Melanie and Mark basically sided up with me. I don't want to waste any more time on that. I just wanted to touche on that one. And
I don't remember what the point was.
It doesn't matter. A few programs ago, ironically on September 13th, which is the birth date of my firstborn child, who's now like just had a birthday, like 22. I don't even care because she has no interest in her father because her mother used the laws of the state in order to destroy any possible relationship between my child and me, her father. And this is just one. This is the one you're discussing is just one more of them. And changing that would be bringing some parity in. Oh, ironically, on that date, which is that kid's birthday, you discussed an incident in New Mexico where there was a lawyer in arguing for the state of New Mexico for Secretary of State's office. It was on voting stuff. And her name was Jane Yohalam. Ironically, Jane Yohalam won my unanimous 3-judge appeal at the New Mexico Court of Appeals, saying that my child was illegally trafficked. And that's just another example of how parents, whether male or female, get screwed over by people who have men with guns,
mm-hmm.
or people that are backed up by men with guns, deciding that they are better than nature, that they know better than nature, and that whatever created this world and runs this world is no longer in power because we men with guns are now in power. And we will tell you who's child is whose and whose parent is whose and what's going to go yeah. on around here and whose money is going to go.
I got to say, all the horror stories about people getting screwed over by the court system was one major reason why I got a vasectomy. I did not want to find myself in any kind of situation like that. Besides the fact that I didn't want anything to do with having children. If I ever had one, I would not want to.
And if you wanted children, you can always adopt.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. David, any other thoughts?
One more. Yeah, one. I'll leave you with one last example because, like I said, there's a ton more of parity issues where humans have jumped in and messed with nature and totally screwed up. Oh, by the way, they're doing this not because of the parent or the child or the abortion. They're doing this to control you. They use all of these different things that you discuss nightly. Every single one of them is designed to break down natural order and take control with man-made order.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, by those that have the guns. That's the whole point of it.
Absolutely.
Don't get distracted. Yeah, don't get distracted by the other stuff. So
good call, David. Thanks for making it tonight. Appreciate it. Once again, toll-free number here, 855-450, free like freedom. Any other thoughts on financial abortion that you want to share, Melanie?
Go ahead. So then she said it gives women the ability to plan ahead because you know at 1 month pregnant versus when the kid's 5, and then that it she wants to disattach responsibility from sex, basically. But my thoughts are, and I was thinking about this, so if you are allowed to give a kid up for adoption, and I don't think that you shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
I see no reason to be able to say, well, a woman can give the kid up for adoption, but the man can't basically do the same thing. But also, I think it kind of rebalances the incentives. We've kind of taken away women's disincentives to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unfortunately or fortunately...
This makes it more fair, is what you're saying.
No, it replaces some of the disincentives that pre-existed. So if you're not allowed to just take somebody's income for however long, you're more incentivized to kind of be careful about it.
We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. Go check out Melanie's website, tax.freetalklive.com, and we'll see you tomorrow.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.